In December, Governor Deval Patrick signed legislation amending a commission that would look at EBT fraud in Massachusetts. The commission was created after it was found that state public assistance dollars were being used to pay for tattoos, alcohol, tobacco, and other things not intended in the program. After a report was filed on April 1st by the commission, the House of Representatives began working on their own EBT reform plan, which was included in their fiscal year 2013 budget proposal. The provision, which was led by Republican Representative Shauna O'Connell, would impose restrictions on where EBT cards could be used, outlawing sales on alcohol, entertainment, cosmetics, weapons, travel, and other areas. O'Connell says that because most EBT cards are used to obtain cash from ATMs, it's almost impossible to determine where the public funds go after they're withdrawn.
You can do all the reforms you want, but if you don't put in stiff penalties, and if we don't do something about the cash access where people can just go to the ATM and take out all the money they want, then none of your other reforms are going to work.
The Senate also included some EBT card reforms in their budget proposal released this week. The Senate's plan is not as restrictive as the House's policy. Representative O'Connell criticized the Senate's version of the reforms.
There's virtually no penalties for misuse of your EBT card. And we had some pretty good penalties for the merchant and the recipient on abuse of cards. Because if you don't have any consequences in place, what is the motivation to not abuse your EBT card? So there's got to be consequences.
In addition to calling for more penalties, the House version of the bill also contained language that would restrict some businesses, such as tattoo parlors or movie theaters, from allowing EBT withdrawals and ATMs on their location. Democratic Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier of Pittsfield voted against the House's plan. While she does agree that fraud should be put under control and supports the penalties included for trafficking EBT cards, she said that the House version did not do enough to control where the cash obtained from withdrawals can go, and that she would rather follow the State Commission's recommendations. She also mentioned that she had issues with the way the bill was presented in the House.
This bill was presented to us at 11:30 p.m. On the last day of the budget. During the debate, there was no mention, no debate as far as the scope of this problem. There's no numbers to suggest that we have a widespread problem here. I take fraud very seriously, but the provisions that they put in this particular bill don't really address any of it. They just make a bigger list of things that you're not supposed to do with the cash benefit of the EBT card.
The Senate will continue to discuss EBT reform. The state-led EBT commission found that 85% of funds obtained from EBT cards were spent as cash. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.